This is Hacker Public Radio, episode 2984 for Thursday, the 9th of January 2020. Today's show is entitled RHEL 8 Workstation First Looks. It is hosted by JWP and is about 9 minutes long and carries a clean flag. The summary is: running RHEL 8 Workstation on an HP Stream laptop.
This episode of HPR is brought to you by archive.org. Support universal access to all knowledge by heading over to archive.org/donate.
Good day. My name is JWP, and I'd like to talk to you about my RHEL Enterprise 8 workstation development instance that we've had running on my HP Stream laptop for a while. So I had a podcast before where I talked about running Mint on there and on the stream, and it was great. I did something to make the Realtek driver work, and it worked for a while, and then I switched to Mate, and it I couldn't get it to work anymore after that. And finally, it was just really frustrating to put an external dongle on a two-port when I only had two USB ports. So I reinstalled Windows 10, and a few years later, it now. If you really don't have a 64 gigabyte EMC or SSD on your HP Stream, it gets really, really complicated with two USB sticks and stuff like this. And so I had signed up for the Red Hat Developer Program to help me do containers, learn about containers and what they're doing with Podman and stuff. And so I downloaded a copy of RHEL, and then I told them that I wanted to install RHEL 8, just the basics with the browser. And lo and behold, to my surprise, that networking problem with that driver went away. I'm talking to you now from very far away from my router, and I've got full steam. And so. And so I installed it. It was, you know, to be very honest, it's very plain. I did install the OPL repository, and it comes with the Git and Flatpak built in. I tried some snaps with it, but it's because of the SC Linux that's installed, it's quite interesting with the snap. Some of the snaps work, some of the snaps don't work. It just depends on the SE Linux. I couldn't get Audacity to work. And so I went through this journey, and now I have GNOME Sound Recorder installed. And the other thing is that this laptop, it only has two gigabytes of memory and 32 gigabytes of EMC storage on the thing. And surprisingly, GNOME is coming up... You know, it's coming up with 1.6 usable, and it runs with, you know, four or five browser tabs, no problem. It was a chore for me to get software because I'm mostly coming from a Deb world, right? A Ubuntu world, a Debian world, and as far as my things, and so. Trying to get a little more into Red Hat, doing Red Hat a little more work, and so it's interesting. But so the lowest I've had it is about 800 MB. So to do this when I'm talking to you now, it's about at 800 MB total. And It's okay. The thing is it never, ever, ever crashes or acts strange with the memory. It's just really, really low key, and I can use DNF or Yum to keep the thing updated, and it's really, really stable. And of course, it has the Red Hat on it with the Enterprise Linux and stuff. And so, I would say that if you need something, what was the goal of this thing? Well, the goal of this thing was to get around the problem that I was having with the keeping the Windows updated on it. And of course, Windows was sl very slow and very unpredictable with only 2 gigabytes of a RAM, but it did run Skype, so I could work. But this came out, and it's sort of a memory thing. But this Teams application came out the other day for Linux, and so what I'm able to do is I was able to use this Teams application, install it on this RHEL 8 instance, and it shows it as a repository and everything, and it comes up in the GNOME software thing as well. So this Teams, it acts like a Skype client, so I can make all of my meetings and do all my stuff. I have my Skype headset on now, talking to you. So it's really quite okay. Now the thing with the Teams though on this small HP Stream laptop is that that's all you're gonna do. So you're gonna go to your meeting. You're gonna need a notebook to write your notes. It may let you bring up like a text editor or a terminal or something if you want to type some notes or something, but you're not going to get much more because it's tapping out at about 1.8 or 1.85 as far as that goes. And so I was able to do the meetings that they didn't have any audio or presentation problems, but it's going to hit the cat swamp, and it's going to be about 1.8 if you use the team. So Microsoft, they did do us a great favor in the Linux world by having this Teams thing there, because it once and for all solves the Skype and the meeting problem as far as work goes. And I find that the RHEL 8 is really, really stable. Hey guys, I saw a bunch of emails from Ken Fallon about us not being nice to one another in the hacker public radio community. I would just ask that everyone, really think about, being kind to one another. The world is rough enough out there without us beating up on one another about some opinion or some view that we put in a podcast. Now, I can understand if you're making up something political or whatever, but by and large, most people are just talking about stuff they're passionate about. I listened to a bolo tie and a bow tie podcast the other day, and I thought it was quite amazing. So let's please remember to be as kind as possible to each other in our endeavors. And if you really don't like a podcast, hit the next button. It just goes away, or delete it from your phone real quick. It's just completely okay. All right. Y'all have a nice day. And if you need to get in touch, I'm at jwp5@hotmail.com. Thank you so much. Bye now.
You've been listening to Hacker Public Radio at hackerpublicradio.org. We are a community podcast network that releases shows every weekday, Monday through Friday. Today's show, like all our shows, was contributed by an HPR listener like yourself. If you ever thought of recording a podcast, then click on our contribute link to find out how easy it really is. Hacker Public Radio was founded by the Digital Dog Pound and the Infonomicon Computer Club, and is part of the binary revolution at binrev.com. If you have comments on today's show, please email the host directly, leave a comment on the website, or record a follow-up episode yourself. Unless otherwise stated, today's show is released under a Creative Commons Attribution Share Alike 3.0 license.